This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden made clear Thursday that the world should expect a more diplomatically engaged United States moving forward. In a wide-ranging speech at the State Department, Biden said that diplomacy is the center of his foreign policy.
America is back. Diplomacy is back at the center of our foreign policy.
The president directly addressed issues at the top of his foreign policy agenda, the coup in Burma, discussions with Russia, and relations with China. He called on Burmese military leaders to release Aung San Suu Kyi and other dissidents. He said while Washington is ready to work with Beijing, it will push back against what he called economic abuses and China's attack on human rights, intellectual property, and global governance. The president said he was also ending U.S. support for offensive operations in the Saudi-backed coalition's war with Houthi rebels in Yemen. Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene says she regrets some of her past violent and racist rhetoric, but she's not specifically apologizing, AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Hours before a House vote to strip her of committee assignments, the Georgia freshman told colleagues she used to dabble in internet conspiracy theories that cast doubt on school shootings, 9/11, and the like, claiming she was allowed to believe things that weren't true.
These were words of the past, and these things do not represent me.
House Rules Committee Chair Jim McGovern notes there was no actual apology.
She could use the fundraise off this stuff.
House GOP leaders refused to discipline Green, setting up a vote where Republicans will now have to go on record as either backing or rebuking Green. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. A member of the World Health Organization-led team searching for clues to the origins of COVID-19 in Wuhan, China, said Thursday that work needed to be done to trace genetic elements of the virus in bat caves. Emily Wither of Reuters reports.
Peter Daszak, a zoologist and animal disease expert, said the team in Wuhan had been receiving new information about how the virus led to a pandemic. He said there was no evidence to suggest it emerged from a lab, but they were examining the potential link to bats.
And that's the real work that we're doing here. We're trying to trace back from the first cases back to an animal reservoir.
One scenario being scrutinized more closely by the team is the possibility that the virus could have been circulating long before it was first identified in Wuhan at the end of 2019. The investigators have so far visited hospitals, research facilities, and the seafood markets where the first outbreak was identified.
That's Reuters' Emily Wither. The London borough of Redbridge and its surrounding areas have been dubbed the COVID Triangle. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
The new name for the area, which borders northeast London and Essex, was given because it topped England's worst infection rates in recent weeks. While case rates have come down significantly, local leader Jess Athwell said the situation remained critical.
All the things that the government is recommending, we've got to keep doing them, and we've got to keep doing them for longer. The vaccine is here, but it's not the panacea.
Many believe the area's large number of essential workers and public-facing jobs, combined with dense housing and high levels of poverty, contribute to why the virus has hit it much harder than most places in the UK.
Everybody knows somebody who's passed away. Even in our council, you know, officers' father passed away, mother passed away, officers have passed away, frontline officers on the streets. This is the impact it's having on our borough.
Karen Chamas, London.
Fourth quarter productivity in the United States dropped at a rate not seen in nearly four decades. AP's Mike Hempen has details.
The Labor Department says U.S. productivity in the October to December quarter fell by 4.8% after rising strongly the previous two quarters. That's the biggest drop since 1981. Productivity is the amount of work per hour of output, and it's been up and down since the coronavirus hit last March. For all of 2020, productivity increased about 2.5%. It's a key factor in boosting living standards because more efficiency allows employers to pay workers more without increasing inflation. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.